Luke is a healthy, good-looking 15-year-old Latino kid who has lost his way. We find him in his kitchen, having a phone conversation with his pretty and caring girlfriend, Olivia, also 15. Luke confides in her that he is going to take his own life. He has some pills and note in his hand. Despite Olivia's pleadings, Luke tells her why his mind is made up and hangs up. Frantically, Olivia continues to call Luke in an attempt to stop the suicide, but to no avail. Two 15-year-old friends, Afro-Americans, show up, and the three of them go on a joyride into the city. Bobby, the driver, is a tall athlete, and Dexter is a nerdy, jokester musician. During the car ride, Luke communicates his despair, although he conceals his suicidal plans. Bobby debates with Luke and shares wisdom beyond his years regarding life's purpose and what it means to live a happy life. Thinking that Luke is in the process of killing himself, Olivia confides in her parents about Luke's plan. Olivia's parents call the police. Bobby's matter-of-fact counsel snaps Luke out of his funk, and he may be seeing the light. He is not going to kill himself. Bobby is dropped off at a friend's house, and Luke takes over as the driver. As Luke's demeanor changes from depression to optimism, he passes a police car that has just gotten the 911 call. The way-too-young-to-be-driving-a-car driver fits the description of the 911 call, and Officer Dementio proceeds to signal the car to pull over. But Luke doesn't pull over, and a high-speed chase ensues. Luke's decision not to commit suicide solidifies as he becomes aware of the serious predicament that he's now in. Crash goes the car into a traffic light pole. Luke escapes and is chased on foot. Dexter is captured by the police. By now, Olivia and her parents have arrived at Luke's house, and we see that Luke's parents and Olivia's family have all discovered the suicide note. Assuming the worst, they are obviously in despair. Trying to escape, Luke runs full speed through brooks, fallen branches, and rocks. He repeats the mantra over and over, "I don't want to die." He finally gets home. His family and his girlfriend are overwhelmed with joy as he assures them that he won't be ending his life. The police show up at Luke's house and approach the front door. Apparently, Dexter gave him up. Luke gladly goes with the cops. The parents and Olivia are perplexed.